I want you to take heart, because God will never give you more than you can handle. You ever been told this before? It sounds pretty biblical. God will never give you more than you can handle. And sometimes when Christianity meets secular worldviews, we get these little kind of amorphisms, these phrases that we say that we don't ever stop and pause and go, wait a minute, is that a biblical promise, or is that something that we've just told each other again and again and again and again? And here's one that I want to kind of categorically reject as a Christian idea. In fact, I would say the whole premise of Christian belief system is the opposite of this idea. God gives us more than we can handle all the time. Psalm chapter 40. This is David, this guy who has been chased around by a guy named Saul who's trying to kill him, who commits adultery with Bathsheba, and God promises the sword's never going to leave his family. His son ends up sexually abusing his daughter. This guy's life is just full of trial and tribulation and brokenness and hurt and pain, and most of it is caused by he himself. And he writes in Psalm chapter 40, he writes this, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. Then he set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare." And I love the amount of passive verbs in that section where David's not helping himself. There's not this biblical concept of like, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, because God never gave you any more than you could handle. The victory of the Christian is not found in what we can do, but in who we submit to. Like foundationally, everything that we do in life, it says that all good things come down from the Father of lights. Every bit of strength that we have, even says the reason that we believe in God is because God himself has given us a heart of regeneration to turn to him. And I think the problem is we don't give God praise and grace and credit and love and worth for the minute things that he gives to us every day, between whether it be faith or patience or breath or life or friends or family. And then when really hard things come along, we believe, well, that's because I worked hard, right? I have money because I work hard. I've got a family because I'm a really patient guy, not realizing that these are all gifts from God. And then when hardship strikes, we have this list of things that God has walked us through the whole time, that God has given us, that we think, you know what? Nothing's too big for me. So we start in our Americanized version of that going, man, I can conquer anything. I can figure out anything. So if you're going through a trial right now, just know that there's nothing too big for you to handle. God would never give you anything that you can't. How about sin? How about pride? How about the very nature of human nature is that we without God are destitute, desperate, broken, unresolvable, unforgivable enemies towards God. You see, without God's divine grace towards us, nothing would be possible whatsoever. And listen to the passage. I waited for the Lord. He turned and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the miry pit, out of the mud and mire. He then sets my feet on a rock. He gives me a new place to stand. He puts a new song in my heart. And all those are saying, God, without him, I would still be where? Without God, there is none of this. Like, he doesn't look down in the pit and call us as Christians to tell each other, yell at your friend in the pit and tell them, you can do it. No, right? The victory in the pit is to cry out to God and go, I need you. I don't have hope on my own. I cannot get through this. I will not make it on my own. It is only because of Jesus' finished work on the cross that we're able to call it to our God, who then can rescue us from all these things. You see, God gives us more than we can handle all the time. Do you want to know why? Because it puts a deep dependence on him. God's put us in a season right now of deep dependence, of deep brokenness and hurt and pain and despair. Why? I'll tell you what comes out of that is a deep understanding of how much we need Jesus, of how much we need to be saved, of how much we need to just surrender our life. So if you've started to believe this idea that there's nothing that's too big for you to handle, just remember, the only way we can stand without confidence is because of the God that lives in us, who has brought us through out of the miry pit. We'll see you tomorrow.